Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Love my kids, but they're driving me crazy. I will stay here forever in the steamy hot shower.
If an endless supply of hot water sounds good,
mom time, I have my mom time.
Visit Rinnai.us, R-I-N-N-A-I.us, to see how Rinnai tankless water heaters can set you free.
It's so hot. I've got water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye. Oh, my gosh, my legs are prickly.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a pretty full show to get through again today, and so awesome. I'm a big fan of that. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on today's program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I've been busy trying to be Richard Sherman's public relations agent, and just no respite for that job. Yeah, that's a full-time gig right there.
You get a good check for that.
You know, here's the thing about the whole thing that sticks in my craw is you stick a mic in front of some guy 3 minutes after he makes the biggest play in his life. You're going to get a little unfiltered thoughts. You know, you're got the testosterone, you got the adrenaline rushing through the system. You're going to get some unfiltered thoughts when you stick a microphone in front of somebody 3 minutes after they make the biggest play of their life. Now, he didn't handle it very well. He comes off very, very poorly, but I don't think that's really who Richard Sherman is. But you talk trash for 3.5 hours, which I don't like. You talk trash for 3.5 hours, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Monday, I sit on the show, and I guess it was Overreaction Monday, thug, punk, you know.
He comes off, and that's the thing, he comes off as such. I don't think he really is that, but is that how he comes off? You know, I turned the TV off. I was sitting there watching it with my son. Game was on. He comes up there halfway through his tirade. I just changed the channel. I hate watching that stuff.
That was the thing. It was not just he didn't just do it once, which I guess in this day and age you can kind of explain. You can take – he did it to this reporter, that reporter, next reporter, press conference that night.
It all watered down, though. Every time –
you can't tell me it wasn't it was the heat of the moment.
Well, every step, though, it became a little bit more watered down. It got a little bit more. But, I mean, again, you get that 3.5 hours of talking trash, and I don't like the trash-talking thing there. But that's what you're going to get.
I am so geeked about Marciano Tanaka.
Yeah, because all those pitchers that have signed in the major leagues, they have been so dominant. What, the last 8, 9 Cy Young Award winners have come from Japan? Is that? Wait a minute, that's not really true. I think there's been an all-star, hasn't there? An all-star? I can't even remember if there's been an all-star from Japan.
Well, Ichiro. But pitching-wise.
Right, pitching.
Hideki Matsui.
Yeah, Matsui, I think, was in an all-star game once.
Was it Matsuyama? Daisuke? Dice K.
Okay,
played
two.
Boston.
Two. But, you know, all these guys that come in, it's like, oh, they're going to revolutionize the game. They're going to dominate. Blah, blah, blah.
You yeah. Darvish?
He's not been all right. But, I mean, are these guys the elite? I don't know. That's a lot of money for a guy that hasn't proven himself in Major League Baseball.
Time for a Loper Link as we start our Wednesday show, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. CharterWest National Bank, Loper basketball teams are at Pittsburgh State tonight. And for the Loper wrestling team, they have a duel at number 6 Fort Hays State. This weekend, the track team heads to the Nebraska Wesleyan Invite. We've got a couple of moments here with UNK track and cross country coach Brady Bonzel joined Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on today's show. Brady, good morning. How are you? Happy New Year.
Yes. Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Well, we're doing good. One day it's great to run indoors, and the next you wish it was outdoor season. How's the team doing now coming off the break?
We're doing pretty well. I think we had a lot of people get some good training in over break. Christmas actually fell during the first week of our break, so you know, they kind of moved on from the holiday season and had a little bit more time prior to school starting to get some good training in. We're probably behind in the middle distance and distance areas. We got through the cross country season pretty well with both teams and had successful years, but then just hit a rash of, you know, a few injuries, but just a lot of people getting sick and different things. And so we missed quite a bit of training there and aren't where we want to be with those groups at this point. But I'm pretty confident that we will be where we need to be by the end of the indoor season.
Brady, you haven't been very kind to the rest of the conference. You're hogging both the field athlete of the week and the track athlete of the week. Talk about the performance that Brady and Paul have had in the last week or 10 days or so.
Yeah, we're definitely pleased that now realize that Central Missouri and Pitt didn't compete last week, so maybe they would have taken those awards if we hadn't been. I'm not even sure that Missouri Southern did, actually. But yeah, Paul is a two-time All-American for us. Who missed last year's indoor season because of a knee injury. He still deals with that a little bit, but this was his first indoor 800 in a couple of years and lost to a former several-time All-American from Colorado Mines who competes for Brooks now. But he beat a young man who was third at the Big 12 meet last year for KU, beat a freshman from Nebraska who set the Nebraska High School state meet record last year at the state track meet. So I don't know if that time he ran will quite get him to the national meet, but it'll be close, and hopefully he'll just get faster as the season goes along. And Brady Lands, he's awesome. It's funny, the picture that they put on the MIAA website for him winning that was his head and shoulder shot from his freshman year, and he looks like he's 16 years old in that picture. And just to see him, and, you know, you recruit a guy like that knowing, okay, he's not heavily recruited, but he's not real physically mature yet. We think there's potential for him to get better. And now he looks like a 21, 22-year-old man and is jumping close to 24 feet. And we just, again, he's probably in a position where the mark he's put out so far, typically at the end of the year, would be on the bubble of qualifying for nationals. He's probably going to have to do just a little bit better to actually get there. But he's doing a great job.
Talking with Brady Bonzel, head coach of the UNK indoor and outdoor track and field teams. Tell us a little bit about the ladies as well. Where are we at with that, Brady?
Yeah, Jackie Zimke still continuing to perform well. She got an automatic qualifier in the shot put back in December. If you remember, last time I was on the show, it was right before our December meet, and I said that the two athletes I pointed out were Dylan Schroat and Jackie that we hope to really do well, and both of them got automatic qualifiers in that meet. So we kind of got what we wanted out of that weekend. And she came back this last week and has a back injury that's bothering her a little bit, but managed to finish second behind one of UNL's athletes in the shot put at the meet down there. In a meet, this meet at UNL was typically, for the last 20, 25 years, would be UNL, maybe one other Division I school, every school from the state of Nebraska at all levels, and some junior colleges. And this year, it definitely had more of a Division I flavor to it. Air Force was there, University of Kansas, their women were national champs outdoors last year in Division I. They were there. So over half the teams there were Division I. For Jackie to finished second in the shot at that meet was good. And then same with Marissa Bongers. She finished second in the 800 to a national qualifier from Nebraska, Shanice Williams. Williams passed her with maybe 30 meters to go in that race. And Marissa was All-American indoors and outdoors last year, had a great cross-country season, but actually after the regional cross-country meet, didn't run a step for 3 weeks. It had a little hamstring injury that was bothering her. And so I think, that was a good confidence booster for Marissa to come out and run basically the same time, first meet out, as she did last year when everything had been going perfectly.
Brady, do you stay exclusively inside when you're training? I mean, there has been a couple of days, you know, Sunday, for instance, that was just an absolutely gorgeous day. I think
sure.
Friday's
yep.
going to be pretty nice. Or do you, because you're competing indoors, do you just stay in that environment, or do you shake it up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it just depends. You know, the throwers are primarily inside. Sometimes it has to do with the days, you know, what we have planned for certain days. It hasn't worked out with some of our groups to get outside. You know, something that could be done either indoors or outdoors, we might just for convenience sake stay indoors. Some of the days that we would have liked to be outdoors are the days that weren't that nice. So it just hasn't quite worked out. You know, for the distance runners, they really only work out inside maybe one track workout a week and their meet. Otherwise, they do everything outside. It doesn't, you know, it's not really a matter of if it can get done with the weather. It's just how you get it done. You know, if it's 10 degrees and a 30-mile-an-hour wind, maybe you just have someone drive you 10 miles out so you can run all the way back with the wind behind you. If you do that, it's really not that bad. So it's been harder. Again, it just hasn't worked. I would like to get outside and get off the indoor track with them with some of their track workouts. But again, whenever we've had a track workout scheduled, it has tended to be that day that was, you know, the 30, 40-mile-an-hour wind, and so we just stayed inside.
Brady, you got a spot where you think maybe this team is going to be improved? You got a youngster in there where maybe you guys weren't hot the last few years, that there's an event that might take off during this indoor season?
You know, you just, at this point, not 100% sure. I mean, yeah, there are some, you know, Morgan Benish in the distance events from Columbus SCOTUS. Two Kearney High guys, Cody Worth in the 800 and Nick Peterson in the throws are potentially those guys. I don't have the one that really jumps out there quite yet, but we're definitely pleased with our freshmen. I mean, Anna Wagaman from Millard West, long jump, triple jump. I see Anna doing pretty well by the end of the season. I'd be remiss not to mention Brooke Frederick. She's probably the one as a freshman who's done the most so far. She's won both meets in the pole vault that she's been in. She's got a provisional qualifier. She won the Class D state meet for Hershey last year. And so probably of all of them, Brooke stands out the most so far.
Finally, before we let you get out of here, Brady Bonzel joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Charlie Foster Classics in a couple of weeks. So you got Wesleyan this week, Concordia next week. That same weekend, the Frank Savine Husker Invite and the Charlie Foster Classic. Where's the competition? You're going to start to see some scoring in some of these meets. Just talk about this two-week stretch.
Yeah, well, this Wesleyan meet is actually held at the Devaney Center. So it is some NAIA schools from within the state. But UNL hosts a Division I meet the next day with a quad. And all four teams that are involved in that quad compete people in the meet Friday night too. Then we'll go to Concordia. We'll go to Concordia twice this year. Both meets will be pretty big meets. Some good NAIA schools along with several Division II schools as well. Our home meet will be great in the field events, maybe even some of the sprinting events. We'll also have a few people at Husker Invite that weekend. So it seems like for us around the third or fourth week after break is when we start to see some good things happen. So we always have to just be patient here early on, and we're usually not in the same place now as we were back at our December meet, but we do get there after about 3 or 4 weeks.
All right, I know you got class nuclear physics and such to teach out there, so we'll get you off to that. And Brady, always appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the good work.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Brady.
Brady Bonzel, track cross-country coach, UNK, part of our Loper Link as they get ready to go.
We're splitting the atom today. That's what we're doing in class.
It's an introductory class to what Coach Morris teaches up there is what I've been told.
We're not splitting the atom.
Not by anything. You know, just I think they teach a class how to keep your hair to look like that in this wind. I think that's what they got going on there. Again, the fourth-ranked UNK wrestling team had their Midwest duels over the weekend. They went 4-0. The biggest win was over Central Oklahoma. UNK is now ranked fourth. That came out after our Loper Link last week. They didn't go to the national duels, and so the top three teams in the duels ended up 1-2-3 through – I mean, the Lopers, you know, look at that as you will. They go eighth in a Division I tournament. So they're fourth. They beat Central Oklahoma, who is fifth. The Lopers are at Fort Hays State tonight. who are ranked sixth. Adams State is ranked 11th, and that is on the road on Saturday. So they go from Hayes out to Alamosa. For the basketball teams, the men continue to shoot the ball well, but it's just high-scoring games. The other team shoots it just as well. The teams are coming off losses to Central Oklahoma. They play at Pittsburgh State tonight. The Pitt women are 11-6. The men are 6-8. The Loper basketball teams will return home to face South Dakota Mines on Friday at 5:30 and 7:30. And Randy, South Dakota Mines has been accepted as the newest member of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference.
Great fit for them. Great fit for them.
15 schools, and there might be another one on the way. I'm hearing maybe from Utah. So they've got 15 schools right now.
Yeah, that's a great start for them. I mean, they moved up from NAIA to Division II, so they were kind of looking for a conference, being an independent. They didn't spend near as much time as an independent as what UNK did when they made that transition. So
we talked a lot about the Loper baseball banquet yesterday with Damon Day. So, again, congratulations. Thanks to everybody that was part of that. The swim team will be at UNO on Saturday. So that's what's coming up with the Lopers. Our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank.
Loper's playing the Gorillas today, and that might be the greatest mascot in all of Division II. The Gorillas and the Gussies. You'll love that.
And the Gussies are who?
The Gussies are the female gorillas.
Oh,
they're not
okay.
The lady gorillas. They're the Gussies.
Okay, and so you have just, as a representative of UNK, said that mascot's better than the Lopers.
And that's pretty good.
You just said it's the best in Division II.
You just said it. No, logo. Loper's logo. Loper's logo is the best.
You and Damon are going to be sharing time together as, you know, Central Nebraska communists.
Oh, God, they are red, aren't they? Oh, my goodness. The gorillas are red. I'm in such trouble now.
It's crazy stuff. Let's do our Midtown Mark Cooler question, let you know what's up on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which game did you watch Monday night when there was two big basketball games on at the same time? Nebraska, Creighton, neither, or both? 47% said Nebraska, 29% said neither.
I did the Huskers. Yeah, I DVR'd it. I knew I had some stuff to do, so I DVR'd that. It's hard to DVR two basketball games, but it is awesome to watch a basketball game on DVR.
Here's what I did. I always scan through the news, which means KHAS and NTV. So I'm going back and forth, and all of a sudden, there's no Seth Denny Monday. So I become worried.
So how are you going to get your weather?
I become worried, and so then, you know, without Twitter, I've got to do it the old-fashioned way, and I'm trying to track things down here. And the next thing I know, Creighton's up 40-17, so I just flip it over to the Husker game after sports are finished up and watch the rest of the Nebraska game. So, but Seth was safe. He was back to work yesterday.
Good. No, we were just worried sick.
And
storming the court when you beat number 15 in the country, or number 16. Yeah, the goal of the program is to get where that's not a storm the court kind of thing. But you know what? It was.
That's where we're at
right now. But the goal is to eventually, it's like, hey, number 15, we call that Tuesday. You know, well, that's what we need to get to.
Well, if Indiana stormed the court, then
I don't think I don't have any problem with the kids doing that. Go out, have a little fun. It's been a while. Nobody on that court that did the storming has ever stormed a court at Nebraska before. You know, it has been a while. I think they're heading in the right direction. It's just it was a nice win. It's a good step forward.
Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today: what should the NFL do with their extra points? Keep it as there is, eliminate them, and just give 7 points for a touchdown? Or do the 7 points for a touchdown and then add one for the successful conversion, lose one for the unsuccessful conversion, or just don't convert, take the 7? Where are you at on this?
I'm a dad of a kicker, okay? Kick the football. It's part of the game. It is the game. That's what you do. If you want to speed things up, here's what you do. You review every touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go kick while they're doing the review. If the review says no touchdown, then where are you at? And if you did score a touchdown, if you do, say that was third down, they review it, you'd go for it, and you get it on fourth down. If you made the kick, you get the point, let's move on.
Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. I haven't heard, I get the whole point, as I said the last 2 days, I get the whole point of it being boring and it doesn't mean anything anymore because all the extra points are made. But I haven't heard a better solution yet. I hate this 45-50-yard field, you know, extra point attempt. So
that's not the problem. The problem is you score a touchdown. We got to wait for the review, and sometimes it doesn't take very long at all, and sometimes there's a minute or two. Okay, whatever. I understand you want to review. You want to get it right. Don't have any problem with that, okay? I'm all right with that. Here's the problem in my mind. You score the touchdown. You get the extra point, which takes you 40 seconds. Then we take a two-minute break. We kick off, and then we have a two-minute break. Oh. So we've seen a kickoff in the span of about 4.5 minutes. You know, how about we fix that problem? I think I know how to fix that problem. That is, don't take that second two-minute break.
It's necessary.
Right? You got to pay the bills.
That way you can get your honeydews done. You can go to the fridge, crack another Dr. Pepper. You can go to the restroom. You can switch the laundry out. Come on. You can go out, clean the trunk out.
You want to know the truth? Here we go.
Come on.
The DVR you will take from my cold, dead hand. I will tell you that right now because I will pause a game, start it after an hour, and I never run into that problem because whoop, whoop, whoop.
Dork!
Off we go.
Dork!
And I'm live by the end of the game.
You are now going to be able but this
then
is.
Then I'm live by the end of the game. I get stuff done. You want me to
beautiful.
Do the honeydews?
Yeah. You're on Twitter, right?
What's that?
You're on Twitter,
well,
right?
When I do that, yeah. When I DVR the game there, and a lot of times it's a lot of fun to go out and watch Red Zone or go to an establishment where there's several games on at one time. No. But if I'm just staying home, then I do have to stay off Twitter.
See, you can now be on Van Pelt and Rizzolo's segment, Who's the Biggest Nerd? Okay? And I thought that was me.
That does not make me a nerd. That makes me efficient with my time. I am efficient with my time. That makes me efficient with my time.
Okay.
You got me doing 2-minute long projects during commercial breaks. I got a full hour. I think I can get something done.
Whatever makes you feel better.
It is awesome. I highly recommend it.
Let's take a break. Doug and Daddy Show will continue. We're going to talk a little high school wrestling. Joey Morrison over at Lexington will join us in our last segment. Coming up, the 2014 fishing forecast came out. I admit, I can read all of this and not know a whole lot about it, so I wanted to bring in a professional. Daryl Bauer from the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission is going to join us to talk about that.
Oh, I thought you were referring to me.
I've got some questions, as I went to some of my experts who had some questions. So if you've got questions for any of our guests ever, you can always email, Facebook, tweet, our Twitter address, at ESPN 1460 1515. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, and we'll be back after this.
Starting this Friday and lasting this weekend only at Complete Nutrition, get 25 to 75% off on all weight loss products. That's right, up to 75% off. Looking to lose weight? Pick up our world-class weight loss products that are proven to target stubborn fat and shrink fat cells. This is our biggest weight loss sale of the year. Lose the weight fast, lose the weight safely. Take advantage starting this Friday and get 25, 50, even 75% off all weight loss products at Complete Nutrition. Reach your resolution this year, starting this Friday and lasting this weekend only at Complete Nutrition. Save 25 to 75% on all weight loss products only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores. 30%. Cartridge World. We're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print. Up to 30%. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, bought your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-viable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
A windshield advisory goes in effect tonight. Partly sunny skies today. Temperatures should remain fairly steady. Northwest winds will be breezy, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Some higher gusts are possible at times. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 32.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you in part by our friends at T&L Irrigation Systems. How about this? How would you like to control the operation of your pivot system right at home? I remember this. Little kid, kind of going in with dad, not necessarily every night, but you own some land around, and we'd hop in the old truck and head up about 6 miles north and make sure everything was gassed up, make sure everything was ready to go, and that was just a little trip every once in a while. Now you don't even have to do that.
There was a few times in college, I had some college friends, we'd go check the pivots, and that was an entirely different deal altogether.
T&L, you're killing us! T&L, you're killing us!
It was okay. They didn't own any farmland. They were still checking the pivots, though. It wasn't any of their land they were checking.
You're
so it was okay.
Too darn convenient! T&L Precision Point Control 3 with GPS from T&L Irrigation Systems. The T&L PPC-3 allows you to control speed, direction, the end gun, and auto stop locations with GPS right from home. The TL PPC-3, combined with T&L's continuously moving hydrostatic power design, will give you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. For more information, you can contact your local T&L dealer or go online to TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems are proven technology that work and easier on you for a lifetime. Yeah, now the boy can't say, Dad, I'll go check the pivot.
Well, it became code for something else.
Yeah, son, your phone's smarter than mine. That's all there is to it. Hey, I saw this over the weekend, and I will admit there are some times, you know, we don't talk Game and Parks on here a lot. We talk a little bit about Pheasants Forever and Ducks Unlimited, and we do our work with the outdoors. But I'm not sure that we've ever talked a whole lot. I know we have about fishing throughout the state of Nebraska. In January, I will have to admit, Daryl Bauer from the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, January seemed a weird time to already start jumping on fishing.
But it's always fishing time. That's right.
It's a session. Yep. Our former co-host, Big Daddy, a big time fisherman, so I always hear about it from him and all his contingent out there. So, first, welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thanks for having me. You bet. Glad to be here.
Where does one invent the fishing forecast for the state of Nebraska?
Well, we have field biologists around the state, fisheries biologists, and every year they sample a lot of our waters. Now, they don't get to every body of water every year. Some of the biggest, most important ones they do. But they sample a lot of our public fishing waters every year, and we need that information for our fisheries management. Well, a great secondary benefit of that is to put together a fishing forecast, because they're out there using nets and electrofishing boats and things like that. And what they sample is very much what is available. So that's great information for the angler to know, you know, what fish are where and what are going to be some of the best fishing spots in the coming year. Now, I can't guarantee they're going to bite, but you look at that fishing forecast and I can guarantee you those fish were there. Absolutely.
Now, how does this sampling work? You kind of mentioned electrical nets and that sort of thing. And how do you, I mean, is that really an accurate gauge? I mean, does really the fishing kind of follow that? Is this as accurate as you want it to be?
It's as accurate as we can be without draining the lake and killing every fish. And we have a bunch of standard protocols we follow because we are trying to collect scientific data, so we want to reduce the variability as much as possible. We use a variety of gear types depending on the species of fish that we're sampling. Largemouth bass, we sample them with electrofishing boat. Bluegills, crappies, we sample them with what we call frame nets or trap nets. open water species like walleyes, channel catfish. We sample them with gill nets. And those nets are set in the same places, you know, time after time, same times a year. They just give us a sample of the fish population, but that gives us an index then from year to year, the health of those populations. And that helps us know, you know, how to manage them, you know, how are our regulations working, how are our stocking programs working, and all of that fishery science stuff.
We're talking with Daryl Bauer, Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. The 2014 fishing forecast is out. How much more accurate is your forecast now than it was when you put the first one out?
I'd say about the same, because our, and I'll tell you that because our sampling protocols and procedures haven't changed a whole lot over the years. We've been sampling fish this way for dozens of years now, so that's pretty much the same, and the data is pretty consistent. We kind of stake our reputation as fisheries biologists on that information. There'll be some ups and downs and some things, you know, there's always variability that we don't catch. And there are times, honestly, where we go out and sample buco fish or big fish, and the anglers just aren't catching them, which is humbling, and a lot of guys don't want to believe us, but that does happen. So, you know, I will tell you what I see in those fishing forecasts is what I'm basing my fishing strategies on for the coming year. I put a lot of faith in that information.
You have it broken down to a lot of different species. Mm-hmm. A couple of things kind of jumped out at me when I kind of looked at that. One, largemouth bass, Yanny Park here in Kearney is really outstanding, and bluegill in Holdridge. So there's a lot of urban fisheries opportunities that people sometimes don't necessarily think about.
Well, and you know, I'll ramble on as a fisheries biologist and tell you that in Nebraska, those small bodies of water are great bass and bluegill habitats. So it can be some cases. You know, city ponds are some really good bass and bluegill fisheries because bass and bluegill do well in those habitats.
So let's get right to the brass tacks here. Is the fishing going to be good this year?
There's always good fishing.
Is it going to be great, above average?
You know, I'd tell you every year is about average, and the reason I'll tell you that is because fish populations are dynamic. There's always going to be ups and downs. You know, it's never consistently great. So there's always going to be ups and downs. But with a number of variety of waters across the state and a variety of species across the state, there's always going to be some hot spots from year to year. And other waters that were hot last year may not be as good this year. So that's why you can look at the forecast and decide, well, you know, maybe instead of fishing here, you know, Lake X, you know, 15 times this year, I'm going to go over to Lake Y and fish it a little more this year. That's not saying like X is worthless, but it may not be as good as it was last year, may not be as good as it'll be next year, you know, when the fishing forecast comes out for next year.
I certainly understand as a fisherman how helpful that fishing forecast would be. It gets you an idea where you want to go. And do that. For you as a biologist, how do you guys use that information when you're not fishing?
Well, yeah, I mentioned some things already. We're looking at trends because we aren't sampling every fish in the population. So we're looking at trends. Catch rates tell us something. You know, if we sampled 50 bluegills per frame net last year on this body of water, and we go back same body of water next year, we only sample 25 bluegills per frame net, that's a relative abundance. That tells us there's less bluegills there now than there was a year ago. We're also looking at sizes of the fish we sample. So maybe we sampled less bluegills, but they're bigger. Maybe they're healthier, they weigh more per given size, they're fatter. We collect scale samples and spine samples from catfish to do age and growth work so we can look at growth rates, which tells us, you know, how healthy is that population? Are they growing fast? Are they growing slow? And then all of that information we'll distill and decide, interpret what it all means, and then tailor our fisheries management accordingly. You know, do we need to stock more? Do we need to cut back on stocking rates? Do we need extra regulation? All of those things are based on that information that we collect.
Daryl Bauer with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter with you on ESPN Radio. He's from the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, puts out the fishing forecast. It's time for the 2014 edition. Are there concerns out there right now in any part of the state?
Well, you know, as a fisheries biologist in Nebraska, I'll always tell you that a concern is water. And it's going to be a concern for all the western states in coming years. So when it's dry, you know, I start worrying because that has an impact, especially on some of our biggest fisheries, our irrigation reservoirs. But it'll impact farm ponds and smaller waters across the state too. So if you ask me if there's a concern, yeah, drought's always a concern, you know. And right now, I'll tell you, I wish we'd have more snow this winter because it's been dry, and that may continue in the spring and summer. But I'll also turn around and tell you, we live in the Great Plains. We've been through these dry spells before, and we will again. And that's part of what creates the ups and downs in our fish populations, is those populations adjust to those different habitat conditions. And, you know, you got to ride along with that. Some of it, there's nothing we can do about it.
Our listeners, I'm sure, the avid fishermen especially, want to get an idea of where to find the information. Mm-hmm. How's the easiest way for them to get a hold of it?
It's available online on our website, outdoornebraska.org. You go to the fishing page there, and you can find the fishing forecast. You know, I brought in some hard copies with me today. All of our regional offices and service centers have those available. If you're at a sport show or boat show this spring, you'll probably be able to find them there too. It's around. We give out a lot of copies of that fishing forecast every year.
We'll also go ahead and post the connection to the fishing
forecast. That'd be outstanding.
Up on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll have that up there for a while. So you can just go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You're voting on the poll question from Midtown March. You're looking at the Facebook page. You're doing all that. You can also click on that site. Okay, here we go. Daryl, I told you, I know that you, I watch all my fishermen friends, and I go, I don't know what you're doing up at 4 in the morning to go set out a pile of ice, no matter how nice your shack is. So I got a hold of a few of them. I said, all right, what do you got for Daryl? What do you got out there? And, of course, they brought the hammer. It's like
that's what I'm going to get.
It's like interviewing Pelini here. So I hope I move these questions along correctly here. Okay, the first one.
Uh-huh.
The first one wants to know about walleye fishing.
Okay.
And will we go, if I understand right, in Nebraska you can keep 22. In South Dakota it's 20. Is there any chance of that of that regulation changing?
That's a one over. You can have one walleye per day over 22 inches. Right now, I would tell you probably not much chance of that changing. We've had that in effect for, going on probably 15-some years now. And we did that to try and protect some big walleyes. And there's some benefit from that regulation, and that's probably why it's not going to change.
Second one I had here is the restocking of the bait fish at Elwood Reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
Folks have some concerns on that.
Yeah, and there's an example. You know, with the last drought, Elwood was very low, and there's a lot of changes that happen. And one thing is you have a lot less bait fish when water levels get that low. One thing to keep in mind about Elwood's, the water comes down the canal, same canal that feeds Johnson, feeds Elwood. So there's gizzard shad and alewives going into Elwood all the time whenever there's water going in. So it is being restocked by that method, I guess you'd call it. Mm-hmm. And we've done some supplemental stocking of bait fish at times too. But usually those things will kind of take care of themselves over time.
Now, again, Randy, it seems to me that fishermen are just like everybody else. Everybody has a different complaint. They all love to do some great things, but they all have their concerns.
Oh, sure. And honestly, that's my job. Yeah. That's what I do, is listen to the anglers and try and answer a lot of those questions.
Okay, here's one more. Will there be anything done to protect the dam at McConaughey during spawn season?
this is I've been asked this question a million times. I could ramble for 15 minutes on this. If you really need to, we don't need to protect walleyes during the spawn. The fishing during the spawn has no impact on our fish populations, on our walleye populations. And I can go into all the biology behind that if you want, but we have plenty of walleye reproduction even with fishing during the spawn. So there's not a biological reason to close the dams during the spawn. We have dam closures on a couple of reservoirs in the state. Sherman's one, Minotaur's another, and those were closed simply for social reasons, for problems with violators. I would tell you, we love to have people fishing. And if there's not a biological reason to close a season or protect those fish, I would, there are some guys that like to fish for walleyes during spawn. And as long as they're not harming the population, as long as they're following the rules, I'd say keep at it. Now, there's some user conflicts. You know, and that always happens during the walleye spawn because those walleyes pack into the dam face. That's the spawning habitat. And on a busy night, there'll be some user conflicts, and there's some complaints about that. But again, you know, I'd rather not, you know, shut down the interstate because there's a few guys speeding. I'd rather, you know, leave that season open. It's not a detriment to our populations, and the guys that like to fish during that period can fish it then. That's my short answer to that question.
Still complete. You know, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
No, hey, I understand it all. Darryl Bowers with us just for another minute here. Again, I'm going to ask the general type questions, and I know it's – I can't put you on the spot because we want all the lakes around here to do well. And mm-hmm. we don't want to say, you know what, like you said, X is not setting good this year and Y. I mean, for years we heard how McConaughey, the water's mm-hmm. down. But we've got Johnson Lake. We've got, you know, yep. just going to all of them, Sherman, Calamus, everything yep. that's around here. It seems like just being the person and listening to the social folks, it seems like it's getting more popular, more people are on the lake, more people are going. It was sounded to me like last year was a great summer just for activities. I don't know about the actual fishing, but I know mm-hmm. for people taking part in everything,
sure.
it was a great summer.
So much of that depends on the weather we have. So if we have a good summer for weather, good water levels, absolutely, we have more people camping and fishing. We have a hot, dry summer and water levels drop, there'll probably be a little less activity. And you're in a great area here. In this Kearney area, there's a ton of waters close by, a lot of variety, a lot of options. And if you stay flexible, there's always some good fishing available on some of those options, and most of the time, several of them. So that's what I try and do is stay flexible, fish a lot of different waters, look at that fishing forecast, take advantage of which ones are going to be hot this year, and know next year I'll probably be going someplace else because they'll be hot next year.
Every person has something different, so I gotta ask. You get a week of vacation, but you can't leave the state.
Oh, gosh.
Darryl Bauer does what?
Don't put me on that spot.
Come on.
I love to fish, and I love to fish Nebraska. And if I had a week, I'd probably do some traveling and try and hit some of the best waters in the state. There's areas like Kearney where there's a lot of options, and you can go there and spend the whole week. You know, Ogallala would be another one, a lot of options, Ogallala, North Platte. Valentine's another one of my favorite areas because there's a lot of options in those areas. So it depends on the time of year. Because I tailor my fishing to, you know, what's going to be hot at that time of year. And then I'll try and hit those waters. You didn't pin me down very much.
Yeah, you weren't pinned down too bad
but,
there.
That was... You know, July, August, go to Harlan, go white bass fishing. Maybe pick up some big wipers and some catfish while you're doing that. May, June, pick one of our walleye reservoirs. You can't go wrong on just about any of them. Go to McConaughey, go to Merritt, Sherman, Calamus. Those are great months to be walleye fishing. I love to fish in the fall, hit some of our trout fisheries in the fall, or the big reservoirs, again, can be really good in the fall. So, you know, it's always fishing season. You give me a week, I'll find some place to go.
Well, if you want more information, outdoornebraska.org is the website. You can find the fishing forecast there. We've also posted the link at ESPN. SPNSuperstation.com. Darryl, anything else before we let you get out of here?
You know, I always give folks a speech. I know Nebraska is not thought of as a fishing destination, not compared to Minnesota or South Dakota. But I think one thing that we really have to offer is a diversity of opportunities. You know, and I tell folks from, you know, brook trout to flathead catfish, from a variety of species of sunfish to muskies even. Mm-hmm. You can go someplace in Nebraska and have good fishing for those species. So try and get around, visit some different parts of the state, see what's out there, and I think you might be surprised.
Darryl, enjoyed the chat. Thanks so much for coming in.
You bet.
I hope the folks learned something. Have a great season.
Glad to be here anytime. Thanks for having me.
And make sure you tell our contact hi, would you?
All right, I will.
And let me know.
He might be listening right now.
Let me know if he actually does it. There's a lot of people I know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm a fisherman. Okay. Thanks, Brad. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. Joey Morrison going to talk a little Lexington wrestling after this.
Outbursts. Jason Whitlock next. The Subway steak, egg white and cheese. Hot, hearty, and surprisingly under 200 calories. You heard right. Even with tender, juicy steak and melty cheese on toasty flatbread. It's a morning time monument to deliciousness. And at Subway, it's under 200 calories. The protein-packed steak, egg white and cheese. One of many better breakfasts under 200 calories. Subway. Eat fresh.
At participating restaurants, calories refer to 3-inch breakfast melts on flatbread prepared to standard formula. Including egg white. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A windshield advisory goes in effect tonight. Partly sunny skies today. Temperatures should remain fairly steady. Northwest winds will be breezy, 10 to 25 miles per hour. Some higher gusts are possible at times. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 32.
Pains to rose, some strangers to you and me.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I want to know how many air drummers were out there just 7 seconds ago. I bet a lot.
As long as they kept it on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing it. So.
I mean, you can air drum downtown, but the best place for live entertainment where you don't have to worry about the air drum is Cunningham.
Yeah, quality drumming there, not just that air stuff. You're getting tired of the same old lunch routine. Not only do they got that great entertainment, but a great opportunity for a new lunch. Forget the ordinary leftovers from yesterday. Escape ordinary and head over to Cunningham's Journal, the place for great food, live entertainment, as Doug mentioned, of course, and, of course, your favorite sports. Cunningham has delicious pub or gourmet burgers right off the grill, like their famous Juicy Lucy or the Juicy Jack, the Old Blue, Buffalo Bill barbecue, or you can create your own masterpieces. You think of it, they'll put it on there for you, and you can choose from a dozen different flavors as well. For one person or the whole crew, salads for the people there watching the size of the belly and all. They have great appetizers, ribs, sandwiches. Stop in every Wednesday. Get 8 delicious wings for only $5. Five buckaroos. Today is Wednesday.
Oh, so that you do that.
That would be relevant for the moment. Now tomorrow, you stop in for a beer and a burger, a pub burger for only $6.49. And if you can't leave work for lunch, stop in for a happy hour from 3 to 6. Get a big ass beer for $3.50, as well as a well drink for only $1.50. And when you're ready to escape ordinary, the place to do that is Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. I gotta go for lunch here in a little bit. That sounds like a good idea.
Joey Morrison went there all the time when he was at UNK to eat, you know, could watch his wrestling figure.
Yeah, they have salad healthy. There. They have
yeah,
salad
that's,
there.
You know, and Joey Morrison, now leading the Lexington 5th-ranked Minutemen wrestling program, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter. Joey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning to you. We're doing great here in Lex.
Well, it looks like it. You know, the main reason, you know, I told you I wanted to talk to you about the Higgins invite, but the main reason is I want to know why you got so many second-ranked wrestlers and no number ones this week.
As far as our own lineup, you mean? Well, we're climbing the ladder, as they say, you know, and we've this last week we ran into Omaha Scud Catholic, and they've got a great program led by Brad Hildebrandt. And we wrestled at 120 Alan Alvarez, who's ranked second, wrestled Brian Pesca from Omaha Scud, and great match, and one versus two, and that day one was better than two. So we'll see where the season ends in February, but I can say that the boys are wrestling and training really, really hard, and we're really excited for this weekend, especially with the John Higgins Invitational on Saturday. So,
tell me about getting to be at home here. The East-West Challenge is what you're referring to last week, trying to get a lot of teams in there, and you've been around the area. You competed in the Flatwater Fracas. You went out to Beatrice, but this East-West Challenge is still fairly new. You like how that's developing, especially since you guys get to have it?
Yeah, definitely. I started off just with three teams, with Lexington, Gearing, and Omaha Scud Catholic. And then each year, this is my fourth year at Lexington, and each year we've tried to add a few more teams and kind of make it a more statewide event. And so we've got teams coming all the way from Chatterin and Gearing, and then we've got teams coming all the way from Omaha with Omaha Scud Catholic. So a great distance there in between, and just great competition. So this year we had 10 teams. I don't know what next year will bring, maybe a couple more, we'll see, but this year was 10 already, and so just a great event with a great atmosphere for sure.
Well, obviously, Coach, it's where you finish that you're really kind of striving for, and wrestling is one of those sports that what your opponent does impacts so much of what you do. How important, with that in mind, is it to play this and wrestle this different competition, wrestle as many different guys through the course of the season as humanly possible?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, we're kind of film junkies that way, so we're always watching our matches and assessing kind of what the other guy likes to do and their tendencies and things, and then we take that back to the practice room and see if we can help our guys, you know, give them every edge they can to be successful. And so definitely February with dual state and the regular state championships held in Omaha are where we want to really shine, but certainly, you know, it's one of those things that the focus always seems to be at the end of the season, but really the work has to be put in December and January to get there. And so looking ahead at state opponents and things now will allow our guys to have time to prepare for those opponents later. So it's important that you see your state opponents as much as you can throughout the season, so you have a little bit to go off of.
We're talking here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with Joey Morrison. He is the head wrestling coach at Lexington. Of course, we call him Joey. He's now officially in the book Joseph, so I hope it's okay that we still call you Joey, right?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Tomorrow
my dad's
night,
Joe.
tomorrow night, you actually have a Holdridge and Minden coming in for a little triangular, then the Higgins Invitational. Let's talk about the Higgins Invite and the field that you've got coming in this Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. This Saturday, it's just great. We've added a couple of teams this year with Bennington and Holdridge, and so we're really excited to get them involved with the action. Bennington in particular has several lightweights that are really going to add to the competitive nature of the Higgins that it already is. There's guys every year that come to the Higgins, and they don't win the invite, but they end up going to state a month later and win a state championship. So it's a great field of mostly B and then some A schools with Kearney and Millard West and North Platte in there and Lincoln Southwest, actually, and then a few smaller schools as well. And so I think we have 15 or 16 teams now, so it's a pretty big event. And, again, lots of top-rated, you know, top five guys in there and in each weight. And so it's just a slugfest between lots of great wrestlers, and it's a nice time to kind of see where these top guys are, you know, before the big show, obviously, in February. And so it's always been a great event, and I feel blessed to be a part of it and host the event. And so hopefully more of the same this year.
Joe, what are some individual matchups that are kind of showing up that you kind of hope get together and you get a chance to watch just as a spectator? Do you just sit there and say, this was worth the entire day watching those two young men go after each other? Are there some potential pairings that might happen for you this weekend?
Oh, yeah. There's only too many to count, I'd say. Shoot, off the top of my head, I know that at 126 in particular, the returning three-time state champion, going for his fourth state title with Brett Velasquez from Bennington, will be in the 126-pound weight. And then Damon Rodriguez from Kearney's in there as well. And just a whole slew of other guys. At 120, I think there's three guys. Alan Alvarez is ranked second. And Isaac Stansbury is ranked number one in A, so Alan would be ranked number two in B. And then there's another ranked guy from Bennington in there as well. And so, and then 138, by far, I mean, 138 is, every tournament we've been at, 138 has been the toughest weight. Got Dakota Hernandez, who's ranked second in B, Clay Trejo, who's ranked, he's up in there somewhere, ranked in B as well. And then some other schools bringing some ranked guys in there. Hastings has Nate Morrow. And so it's you know, it's one of those deals you could wrestle it five times, and each time a different guy wins it. And so I'm very excited just to kind of see not only those big matchups, but just how guys compete throughout the day. Can they wrestle not just one tough match at the end, but maybe two or three in the whole day in a row? That's, and that's really what state wrestling is about. You know, you have your top 16 guys in the whole state. It's not just can you beat the really good kid at the end in the finals, but can you beat three guys in a row to get to that kid, and the mental toughness it takes to do that. And so Higgins is a great test for wrestlers to kind of see where they're at in the state picture.
Joey Morrison with us for just another couple minutes. Lexington Minuteman coach, as you mentioned, with that dual tournament out there, the question now is asked, are you a team that is a better dual team or an invitational team, do you feel, Joe?
That's a great question. Last year, certainly, we were a better dual team. You know, really, the difference between the two, a dual team, a good dual team, you want a competitive guy in every weight class. There's 14 weight classes. You want to have a good guy in every weight. In a tournament, that's nice, obviously, but really, in an individual tournament, like the state championships in Omaha or the Higgins, it's more valuable to have the really, really good kids because they're going to score lots of points and win the tournament. And so it's possible to win the state championship with five, maybe six guys, as long as they're all first or second place. But at dual state, that's not going to get you really far because that's only half the weight classes. You still have to be able to fill those other half. And so really what makes a good individual team, or in terms of like a state championship, is having those strong wrestlers in there. So for instance, like with Bennington, you know, they've got a great kid at 126. He's going for his fourth state title. Kids like that, they're really valuable at the individual tournament. And so to answer your question, we're kind of in the middle. You know, I think we're in the top five in both, but, you know, we've definitely strengthened some of our guys last year. I think we lacked those top-level guys. We only had one finalist last year. This year, I think we have a potential to have a few more in that match at state. So I would say, but I also don't know if we're quite as good of a dual team. We finished fifth at the Fracas, so it's probably a toss-up between which one we're better right now at this point. We've kind of competed well in both. So I think we're a stronger individual team than we were last year, but maybe not quite as good of a dual team as we were last year. But I don't know. We'll find out in February for sure.
Well, let's get and compete in both of those. Last year, Lexington was fourth in the first annual dual tournament. They finished 12th in Omaha in Class B last year. Currently ranked fifth behind Scottsbluff, Bennington, and Gretna, and then Cozad is sixth. So the 2, 5, and 6 teams are all going to be in the same district. The good news is it's just down the road at Cozad, but some of these guys are going to have the work cut out just to get to Omaha.
Oh, for sure. You know, definitely, you know, 126 has got the returning state champion from 113 with Keegan Hessler from Scottsbluff. The Cozad kid, Hoffman, he's really tough. Our guy's pretty good. And then you've got Devin Ushio from Alliance. And so you start throwing in all these guys. You know, there's only four spots. And, this district has proven to be really tough. I know last year at 120, there were five medalists competing for four spots, guys that had already medaled the year prior, and one of them didn't even get to go just because there wasn't enough spots. And so it's one of those things that if you can get through that district, you've got a great road at state usually. But yeah, certainly it's a couple of those weights, 138 and 145 are also very salty. And then up at 195, you've got a few ranked guys as well. So districts is a great tournament, and there's just so much on the line just because you know, for some, their seasons are ending, and for some, they're getting that validation of all the hard work they've kind of put in throughout the year. And so it's a really emotional tournament, and it kind of can bring out the best in a lot of the wrestlers just because of the atmosphere and the intensity that it provides. So we're really excited to get to COSAT and have districts this year.
All right, Joey, I think lunch break is over, so hopefully you got a little, and we'll let you get back to work today. We'll talk to you again state tournament time, and have a good one at the Higgins Invite this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you very much.
Take care, Joey Morris.
Thanks, Joe.
Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Should be some good wrestling. Again, the Higgins isn't going on. I'll be at the Lou Platt Conference meet, which will be at Kearney Catholic. We'll talk with Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers tomorrow on the show. Also, Tri-City Storm coach Jim Holton is with us on the show tomorrow as well. Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network in Nebraska is going to be featured on The Journey again on Sunday. We'll talk with him on Friday. We've got a whole lot more coming up here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner every month, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and we'll help you save hundreds of dollars. Our ink and toner costs about 30% less than the superstores. 30%. Cartridge World. We're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and save every time you print up to 30%. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
What is focus? It's a wondrous sensation of clarity and alertness. It's having what it takes. It's owning the moment. It's keeping your head down, your eye on the ball, and knocking it out of the park. It's getting in the zone, keeping on your toes, on target, on top. Focus is staring the world in the face and saying, bring it. Focus is power. Focus is life. And 5-Hour Energy is focus. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
Tonight on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball, it's an ACC showdown as Duke travels to Miami. Hi, I'm Drew Bonadelli. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as Jabari Parker and the Blue Devils take on Jim Larranaga's Hurricanes. Duke, Miami from Coral Gables. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
The Hurricanes and the Blue Devils tonight at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard.
Finally.
I got my diesel wound up and she's running like a never before.
I don't even know. I got nothing. I don't even know what this
good.
Is.
Just stand over there. Come on.
Oh, that one's starting to recognize us.
Yeah, come on. 6 days on the road. Bring it on home tonight. There you go. I know they're talking semis, but I kind of feel that way if you're driving your big old Ram truck from Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. There are additional rebates right now for Ram trucks that go through the end of the month, and you don't have to trade in your Ram on a new Ram. You just have to own one to qualify for these additional discounts, and the great gang at Midway will take care of you, or you can go online and see the inventory and find out all the details at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Don't forget everyday low, hassle-free prices and over 500 new and pre-owned certified vehicles from your Midway auto dealership. Whether you're visiting them at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, they're there to help. And it got great hours to take care of you as well. Open 6 days a week, South 2nd Avenue, and open 24/7 online at thinkmidway.com. Well, the Wooden Award midseason top 25 is out, and no surprise that Creighton's Doug McDermott made the cut.
Not surprised at all. He's it's still impressive. Now, most of the attention was with the Raggy, the other shooter that hit, what, 11?
Nine.
He hit nine.
Seven
team hit like 14. You know, that was just such an impressive performance. And I missed most of it because, like I said, I was DVRing and watching the Nebraska game. But you see a little bit of highlights. It's like 7 minutes in the game, it's all over with. I mean, that was an exhibition.
This ESPN saying that Doug McDermott and Oklahoma State's Marcus Smart right now might be the front runners for this award. Omitted is Kansas freshman center Joel Embiid. But they say he or somebody else could still make the 15 finalists, which will be announced on March the 8th.
So it's a preliminary list and
to talk about the Wooden Award.
Discuss. Discuss amongst yourselves. We'll discuss who do we leave off. Trust me, the winner of the Wooden Award is on that list of 15.
Let's see. I'm going to see what we've got here for Big Ten players. Keith Appling, Michigan State. Jordan Aaron Kraft from Ohio State. Sam Decker from Wisconsin is on there as well. Adrian Payne from Michigan State on the list from the Big Ten. That's what you got.
Kraft won't win it, but I like his game. I mean, I just like the kind of leadership, just kind of the grit, determination that he kind of has. He'll go after you. I did get a tweet, by the way. You know, we're talking, I was mocking Japanese pitchers.
Huh.
Well, I was, and we forgot probably the best pitcher out there, Hideo Nomo. He had like 95 All-Star, whatever it was. But again, that's a little bit of my point. Hideo Nomo, pretty good, pretty good. But $155 million for, I don't know if he's that good.
Tennis, how much did you watch overnight?
As much as I always watch.
Federer thumps Murray. Look out, Nadal Federer in the semifinals. That's been good for a long time. Hopefully it will continue to be so. You know, shout out to a guy that we've had on this show more than a couple of times, and that's Nebraska bowling coach Bill Straub. Won the national championship. We had the release a week, 10 days ago, that he was going to be taking a little time off. Now it's an indefinite leave of absence. He had emergency surgery for an aortic dissection back on January the 9th. Successful, but they obviously will take some time off with the coach.
As rightly you should. I mean, you know, doing what you do, that is pressure, you know. So you got to kind of back away from that a little bit. Certainly wish him the best luck.
Also, Hastings College, women, top 10 matchup tonight, hosting Concordia, number 8 versus number 9. That's at 6 o'clock. The Hastings men are up to 15th, and they will play Concordia at 8 o'clock, Lynn Farrell Arena on 1230 KHAS. In wrestling, Nebraska junior James Green is now ranked number 1 at 157. He's the USA Wrestling Athlete of the Week after his 9-7 decision over then number 1 Derek St. John of Iowa. Blake Fruchtel of Hastings College is the GPAC Wrestler of the Week. The Storm pick up a win 4-3 last night. The new guy scores the winning goal in the shootout.
Well, again, that's a long-term building process that they're kind of shooting for. And I was going to come on the air and brag about how well my Avalanche have been playing. And, of course, last night they just, blew. They looked awful last night.
I think.
But they've been hot.
I can't even get through this in the next 30 seconds. I do want to thank Brady Bonzel, UNK Track, talking about our Loper Link today. Daryl Bauer, Nebraska Game Parks Commission. Joey Morrison, Lexington head wrestling coach. We got fishing, wrestling, track. We talked bowling, tennis, hockey, basketball, a little bit of football. Did we even mention football?
I started with a
Yeah, you brought up Sherman.
Yeah.
Football. Did I miss anything? I mean, what else is there? What else is there? Swimming?
You know, the U.S. curling team has some really cool uniforms. I saw those.
Tomorrow, Jim Holton, Tri-City Storm, Matt Rogers, Kearney Catholic Wrestling, and more. Have a good day, everybody. Enjoy your Wednesday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.